Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that, hey, you know, keeps you in the know. That's right. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend this last weekend. Had a good time. Went out there and, you know, on Facebook, I see these, the angel and the devil thing, you know, where the people stand there at, it's at the Ox. And I never did ever see the wall because every time I went in there, I was sitting in the middle or someplace else in the building. And I always seen it on Facebook, but I never knew where they were. And then, you know, when I'm there, you never think about it when you're there. So it's like until I went home, then I go, oh, hey, I never looked for those things. So anyways, the angel wings and the devil wings there that they got there on the wall in everybody's picture. Went there Friday night, and lo and behold, ended up back there seating and looked over, and there it was. So got some really cool pictures when those finally did it. So that was good times. And they had a band there that came from Frisco. I can't remember the name of the band. Doggone it. Because they just kind of drifted through, just kind of last minute thing. And we listened to some of them, and that was pretty good right there. Yeah. So, good times there at the Ox. That was cool. And got a little angel and devil pictures of me and everything like that. So that's good stuff. It was a crack up. But did that. And then, of course, Father's Day was Sunday, you know, and I hope everybody had a good one with their families, and all you fathers out there had a blast, because I did. Yeah, I was watching The Little Prince all weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I watch him, you know, and everything during afternoon. And then the kids came over after work, and we had a nice barbecue, very cool. And the usual, some nice steaks and everything like that. Potatoes and all that, over 9 yards, right on the grill. Yeah, the corn and the potatoes, baked potatoes on the grill. I love doing that. And we all had a good time together, so I had a happy Father's Day. And I hope y'all did too. And you know what? I'm going to get going on with this show because I had a blast and this last weekend. And I'm looking forward to having some fun this next weekend. And let's find out what's going on. So there you go. On with the show. We're going to go with the music schedule first at the 101 Bar and Grill. They got a new schedule lineup here, and it goes as such. Monday, they got steak served all day and night. Okay, then they have Taco Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. or until supplies last. And then they got karaoke on Tuesday from 8 till closing. Wednesday, they have karaoke, 8 till closing. Thursday, they have the enchilada special. And then Friday, they got DJ Rio and drink specials. Saturday is Missouri May on duty, serving up her drink special drinks and DJ Rio. And then on Sunday, they got Missouri May serving brunch with a twist and karaoke at 8 till closing. That's the new lineup at the 101 Bar and Grill. And then at Checo Brewing, we've got coming up here this week. Ooh, time is just flying right on by, huh? Dang. Okay, so we got coming up on the 21st, Frankie C. at 5:30. Let's see it. On the 22nd, Rap Brush, his show's at 5:30. And on the 23rd, Keith Jones at 5:30. And let's see, Foggy Bottom, you know, you just got to give them a holler out there. And at Misty Mountain Brewing as well. They got music going on once in a blue moon. So there you go, but a great place to hang out. And then at a Rivers End Sports Bar and Grill, we got going on Monday is free pool and happy hour all day long. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. And, you know, they have Chris Capitano playing from 5 to 8 p.m. there. So that's what's happening there on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, they got Hump Day with 50 Cent Wings. Thursday, they got happy hour from 3 to 6, karaoke at 8:30 to midnight. Friday, they got the weekend kickoff appetizer platters from 4 to 6. And Saturday, they got the Sports Mimosas from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, during any race, they got Bucket of Beer Specials. And then Sunday, yeah, it's NASCAR Loaded Bloody Marys. There you go, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then coming up here on the 30th, at the end of the month, they got the Spence Brothers going to be rocking the house there. That's at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill. Then down at the Vista Pub coming up, they got on the 22nd, the Buzz Beaters. And, of course, they got on Jazz on Thursdays. And the music at Vista Pub always starts at 7 p.m. And then, a rough month for the Laughing Clam on getting music on that situation. But they do have music on Fridays. If you're up in the Grants Pass area, they have music on Fridays from 7 to 10. and on Saturday, 6 to 9, and I will have a schedule back in here next month. Bummed out about that one, I must say. Let's see, the Inateca, when you're down there in beautiful CC by the sea, they got coming up on the 22nd, Frankie C, and on the 29th, Nick and his Sax. So there you go, and Seaquake Brewing, I don't have anything on them. In fact, I understand that they're actually not going to be playing music for anymore, I guess, through the summer. Maybe it's too crowded or something like that, but one of the musicians said that on the thing, so I'm not sure Seaquake is going to be playing anything. I'll find out more next week. At the, let me see, what's going on at Port of Pines on the 23rd, they got the Slack Tide Currents from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And then on individual schedules, we got Frankie C, and of course, he's going to be at the Coon Tie on the 25th, and he'll be there again, or he'll be there on the 23rd, and then there again on the 25th. And let's see, at the 22nd, he'll be at the Inateca. So let's go Frankie C's schedule, Rap Brush. He is playing. Is he playing anywhere coming up? Oh, he'll be on the 22nd. He'll be at the Checco Brewing Company. Steve Harrington, that's Friday nights with a Strawberry Jam from 6 to 8 p.m. And the young lady there with the group had her baby this last weekend. So there you go, little baby boy. So congrats on that. And then she'll be back joining the band here in a few weeks. Right now it's just a duo. Okay. And then he's going to be playing on the 30th at Coon Tie with Matthew Stump from 6 to 8 p.m. So there you go. That's Steve Harrington's personal schedule there. And Lon Goddard, he's rocking all over the place as well. Coming up on the 27th to be at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. I guess I got him there. Yep. Okay. He had a good schedule this month, but it done passed because we're getting towards the end of the month already. Man, time flying when you're having fun. Let's see, we got Chris Capitano. He is on Sundays at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8, and then he's Tuesdays at the Rivers End Sports Bar during the taco night from 5 to 8. Steve Nelson, let's see, he's going to be coming up here at the Seaview Senior Living on the 21st, the appreciation dinner they got going on there. Public is welcome. That's going to be going on from 4:30 to 5:30. And then on the 22nd, he's going to be at 4 to 6 p.m., the Wine and Cheese at ABC Creations. And then, let's see, the Backstreet Bar has got coming up on the 23rd, Lost Coast Countrymen. And on the 30th, they're having a potluck at 2 p.m. So bring your favorite dish and join in the fun on that. And then Scott Perry is going to be playing at 9 p.m. That's at the Backstreet Bar. Woo! Take a breath, Bruce. Here we go. It's Monday. Oh, yeah. Hey, here we go. Okay, at the Summer Concerts in the Park at Azalea Park. These happen 1 p.m. on Sundays. It's free to the public. That's right. And let me see what they got coming out here next. Will be on the 24th. They've got Sista Swing. This is a 1930s girl group. Now, I ran into one of the guys, one of the volunteers there, Brother Dave there, and he told me that Sista Swing is one you don't want to miss. So I'm like going, okay, Sista Swing it is. Sounds good. I like to catch these. I take the little prince out there too, and he loves music. So, hey, there's always a good time at the concerts in the park. And I got a whole schedule for the next few months there. So, very cool. And then the Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill also has the Songwriters at Play. This is happening on the first and third Wednesday of the month from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. In order to sign up, you can call Tiger, he's the MC, at 707-218-0183. And basically what this is if you like write songs and you're a musician in town and you want to perform some of your own stuff, your original stuff, then hey, they got some microphones for you. They got two of them. And if you need an amp and other equipment, you got to bring it with you, but you get a chance to get up there and show off your stuff and shine in the limelight. There you go. Hey, that's what's happening at Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill. Like I said, first and third Wednesdays of the month. Okay, so now we're getting down to the meat and potatoes here. What we got going on? Let me see. The Unitarian Universalist. I get that. I always have fun. That's a test every morning. That's why I put it at the top of the list, just so I can make sure I can say that right. But Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, they meet at the Evergreen Federal Bank in the meeting room on the second and fourth Sundays at 850 Checo Avenue at 10:30 a.m. For questions, you can call Marcia Thibodeau at 707-245-6535. Okay. And they had the Knights of Columbus breakfast this last weekend, and I wasn't able to work it because I had the little prince, and it makes it kind of hard to serve up food and clean grills with him tagging on your leg. You know what I'm saying there? Okay, well, hey, they did this fundraiser for Katie here this last Saturday, the car wash and little bake sale they did over there at O'Reilly's, and she still needs some help, and she will be for a while. If you heard about it, you know, which I'm sure everybody has now, but yeah, Katie got in a bad accident there, and she hurt her back even more than it was, and she lost her leg, so yeah, so they're making donations for Katie, so if you would like to help out, there is an account set up at the Rogue Federal Credit Union for donations. All the person has to do is call or go in to any of the Rogue Federal Credit Union location and tell them that you want to make a donation to Katie. Okay, so, and there's something else going to be coming up that I'll be talking about in a minute. They got another fundraiser coming up this next weekend. So very cool, very cool. Let's see, the Coffee with Casa is the fourth Monday of every month. So that's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can stop by the Bell and Whistle Coffee Shop and learn more about Casa of Curry County. And guess what? The coffee is on them. So there you go. That's what's happening there. And this is the last weekend coming up for the Checo Pelican Players at 1240 Checo Avenue. They're presenting the Once Upon a Mattress. It's going to be playing again this 24th through this weekend, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And Fridays and Saturdays showing is at 7:30 p.m. And on Sundays, it's 2 p.m. And that's right. Is that if you thought you knew the story of the Princess P, they changed this whole thing up, and it's supposed to be really hilarious. I heard, I haven't had a chance to go see it, so that might be something I do this next weekend too. It's hard to tell, but let's just say after you watch this show, chances are you'll never look at fairy tales quite the same way again. Okay, so the tickets are available at the theater door 2 hours before the showing, or you can get them in New Wave Video or Wright's Custom Framing. And of course, for reservations, you can call 541-469-1877. Okay, Once Upon a Mattress. Yeah, you know, that's the show that, like I said, Carol Burnett got her start out in. And I'll bet that would be a good one to see. You got to dig that one up in the archive sometime. So there you go. Hey, now it's time for Funny Occurrences with Famous People. P.T. Barnum, the famed American circus entrepreneur and the reputed originator of the phrase, "there's a sucker born every minute," at one time used an elephant to pull a plow on his private farm. A bewildered neighbor and friend of the circus man got into an argument with Barnum about how he thought using the huge beast was a bit inappropriate. Barnum calmly told his friend that his elephant was, after all, just another working animal on the farm. The neighbor knew he didn't stand a chance with the crafty showman and withdrew his complaint. And a friend of Albert Einstein's was once asked if it was true that only 10 people in the entire world truly understood the man. After some pondering, the friend replied, "Oh no, there's at least 20, but Einstein isn't one of them." I hope you enjoyed these funny true stories of famous people. Until next week, hey, keep smiling. All right. Oh, yeah, and then, you know, we taped this on Monday, and it'll be out on Tuesday. So today, Tuesday, when you hear this, KCIW and Compass Rose Cafe are presenting the Coffee House Open Mic. This is going to be happening June 19th, tonight on Tuesday, if you're getting this show on Tuesday, I'm saying. The rest of the week, you done missed it, and you're out of luck. But this is happening June 19th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's part of the KCIW Connect series. Come join in on the fun and bring your talent, whether you sing, play an instrument, recite poetry, or tell a story. And you are welcome to get in the limelight and shine. This is at the Compass Rose Cafe, formerly the Downtown Coffee Lounge. And there will be a special menu for this event. So, hey, it's going to be good times. KCIW crew are going to be there. Yours truly is going to remember this one, because I forgot the last one, so I'm going to be there, and I'll probably be doing a little poetry myself, because I do have a poem book that has a few in there. Yeah, so there you go. It's going to be some good times again. The last one was really a big success. I saw the pictures on Facebook, and I was like, I missed it. Yeah, bummer. So let's not miss this one, by gosh. Hey, they got a low-cost wellness clinic going on at the Wild Rivers Animal Rescue in Gold Beach coming up on June 20th. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., low and fixed-income families, come and get your dog and cat up to date with all their shots and all that good stuff they got going on. Licenses are required, and they'll do spay, or let's see. Yeah, I love this. They go, licenses are required, and there are $25 for a spayed/neutered dog and $42 for an intact dog. I love the wording. That's great. An intact dog. You had to think about it for a minute, but it's like, oh, I guess, yeah, parts of his body have been misappropriated there. So there you go. So anyways, that's a low-cost wellness clinic, and they open from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on June 20th. No appointment necessary, but I guarantee it's a first-come, first-serve thing. So, and oh yeah, Seaview Senior Living Center is presenting the two-time Nelson. Now, that's what I was talking about, Steve's thing. Well, his wife joins him here. I guess she sings, and that is going to be on June 21st from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then at the ABC Creations, you get two-time Nelson as well, and there'll be wine, cheese, and music going on there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So there you go. That's what's happening there. ABC Creation kicking it in there, and oh boy, it's now time for a bit of weird history with, you know, that crazy guy, Bushwhacker Bruce.
Roy! Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Cleopatra came up with a very clever way to meet Caesar? It's true! And here's the story. When Caesar came to Alexandria, the capital of Egypt from Rome, Cleopatra wanted to make the Roman emperor an ally against her brother, and to take over the throne herself. After unsuccessful attempts at gaining counsel with Caesar through normal procedures, she decided to take a chance and meet Caesar in her own unique way. So Cleopatra laid down on a luxurious carpet, and her servants rolled it up with her inside. Then the carpet was taken to the palace where Caesar was staying. The guards saw some people carrying a carpet, and they didn't stop him. So the servants carried the carpet into Caesar's chamber, and much to his surprise and delight, when it was unrolled, out popped the beautiful Cleopatra. Not only did he help her gain the throne, but he fell in love with her as well, creating a historical love affair, hey, and a great movie, directed by the late, great Elmo Williams. I hope you enjoyed this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real. But always keep it weird.
Hey, if you gotta gain counsel with somebody, that's the best way to do it, huh? He's lucky she did. Not everybody get away with that. So anyways, that's a cool story when I saw that. Let's see, Checco Community Library, that's right. At 405 Alder Street, they're presenting a grant workshop, Share, Learn, and Connect. This is coming up on June 22nd from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Come learn about grants available from the Humboldt Area Foundation in collaboration with the Wild Rivers Community Foundation and how to apply for them. Staff will share what they are looking for in proposals, the grant submission and consideration process, and what happens after an organization's received a grant. So there you go. Now, they want you to register online, and what I'm getting out of this is www.bit.do/HAF-grant-workshop2018. Talk about making it real easy on a person to be able to register. There you go. But you can get online and see it too. Just go to the Checco Community Library. You can call them for it as well. So there you go. Just put them on the line right there. Yeah, threw them under the bus. I did. There you go. Porto Pints here at 1215 North Crest is presenting DJ Head Casey. That's right. Yeah, my buddy there. June 29th, 9 p.m. Old school hip hop, reggae, and dance hall dance party. Got to give Casey some love there. He cracks me up. Good friend. Let's see. The Pistol River Concert Series coming up here at the end of the month at the Pistol River Friendship Hall is presenting Johnny B. Connolly and Casey Neal. It's going to be happening, like I said, on June 30th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So these guys, what I'm getting out of, they do some Celtic music, and we got an accomplished button accordionist, and yeah, some really good musicians going on out there. The tickets are the Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Books, and you can make reservations made by phoning 541-247-2848. I gave up on what was written down here because every time I try to read it, it sounds silly to me, so I couldn't even rewrite it. So we got the Reader's Digest. You can get online and check them out, Johnny B. Connolly and Casey Neal, and find out what they do yourself, because it's like, and go see them, because yeah, that's rough, man. Some of those writings, you try to, I don't know. I didn't have time to sit down and do it, apparently. That's my excuse. I'm sticking with it. All right, Brookings Event Center, here we go. This is the other fundraiser for Katie. Brookings Event Center at 800 Checo Avenue is presenting Shop for Katie. This is on June 22nd from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come shop local amazing vendors, and a portion of their sales will go to the Katie Joy Pettinger Fund to help with expenses from her injuries. So there you go. That's what's happening. A bunch of cool vendors in town and stuff, and they're going to be setting up there, so they'll have some deals going on and all kinds of stuff, I'm sure. And they give a little percentage of the sales go to Katie's fund. So very cool. Very cool. Always a good thing. This is what I love about this town. I see this stuff happen all the time when somebody gets hit, where their house gets burned down or whatever, something happens, you know. It's like this town comes through like a son of a gun. I love it. Love it. All right. And D&J Creations are presenting a God Bless America, a perfect sign to celebrate 4th of July. This is happening June 20th at the Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill. They're in the harbor from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Create a great sign to help celebrate the 4th of July. You will learn how to use stencils, pixie dust chalk paint additives, and waxing with pixie hemp finishing wax. Enjoy a specially made appetizer and drink included in the class price. All supplies are included, and you take your sign home with you that night. Great event for beginners or experienced painters. Reservations required. Class size is limited. It's $45 prepayment required. To get the tickets, you got to go to djcreations.bigcartel.com. So there you go. All right. So that's happening at Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill. And then Feather Your Nest is doing at 800 Checo Avenue, is presenting a Flip Flops and Lemon Drops coming up on June 23rd at the 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's their annual kickoff to summer event, a crazy flip-flop contest, games, giveaways, complimentary chair massage and refreshments, and store-wide specials, and featured local otters. Bring a friend or two and have a totally good time. Playing off the flip-flop thing. I see what they did there. That's pretty good. Hey, and Gypsies at 549 Checo Avenue is presenting Intuitive Herbalism June 19th from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come and join Shell of Foxglove Wellness and Apothecary Store in an Intuitive Herbalism workshop. Shell has a wealth of knowledge about herbs and much more. Samples will be given as well as answers during her interestingly informative and interactive presentation. Yes, there you go. So that's happening on Tuesday, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Hey, Casper is presenting the Lego Robotics on June 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then on June 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What is more cool than Legos and robots? Kids will work as a team and with members of the BHHS robotics team using the Mindstorms NXT software to program and build a working robot. After completing the robots, kids will race in a head-to-head competition. Lunch will be provided by the free lunch program at the BHHS cafeteria. Kids must attend both class days. This class will be very popular, and if your plans change after registration, please notify them immediately to allow other kids a chance to participate. Class will be held in room 307 at the Brookings Harbor High School. The entrance is right next to the Curie Community Health Clinic on campus. Ages 8 to 14 years old, and registration is required. So, Lego Robotics using this system. Whatever happened to the back in the day when we just did like soapbox derbies and stuff like that? Wow, that's awesome. Our little science projects were, ooh, I made a volcano using baking soda in it. And now the kids are like building robots. Sweet, there you go. Vacuum the house, robot, there you go. All right, hey, the Curry County Resource Center at 517 Railroad in Brookings is presenting the Veterans Appreciation Barbecue. This is coming up on June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come join them for another Veterans Appreciation Barbecue. They had so much fun at the last one that they decided to do it again just because they appreciate our vets so much. So that's going to be at 517 Railroad in Brookings at the Curry County Resource Center. All right, coming up on the 22nd. The Fat Irish Kitchen and Pub is presenting the First Responder Appreciation. It's happening. They're having live music with Tom Sheets. That's coming on the 23rd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Half off appetizers during the show for all first responders. Okay, that's very cool going on at the Fat Irish. The nonprofit organization is seeking local host families for high school exchange students. Yeah, I saw this the other day online. The ASSE International Student Exchange Program in cooperation with Community High School, is looking for local families to host boys and girls between the ages of 15 to 18 from a variety of countries, including Norway, Denmark, Spain, Italy, Japan, just to name a few. The ASSE students are enthusiastic and excited to experience American culture while they practice their English. They also love to share their own culture and language with host families. Host families welcome these students into their family, not as a guest, but as a family member, giving everyone involved a rich cultural experience. To become an ASSE host family or to find out how to become involved with ASSE in your community, please call the ASSE Western Regional Office at 1-800-733-2773 or go to www.host.asse.com. To begin your host family application, students are eager to learn about their American host family, so begin the process of welcoming your new son or daughter today. Hey, that is a good thing going on in the community. Once again, something groovy going on in the community. I love this place. And let me see. Oh, Journey Through the Chakras with Robin Smith. That's right. Coming up on June 23rd at 2 p.m. And then again on June 24th at 12:30 p.m. This is at Vasana Yoga at 603 Hemlock Street in Brookings. The chakras are energy centers or wheels of energy discovered by ancient yogis. The chakra system in yoga is a wonderful map for understanding our bodies, minds, and life choices on a physical, energetic, and psychology level. In these two classes, they'll look at the common esoteric meanings of each chakra and how they can inform our lives. They will practice journaling, meditation, mantra, asana, and other movements to energize and enliven each chakra. Please bring a journal and a pen. This is open to all levels. Saturday, 2 to 4:30 p.m., chakras 1 to 4, grounding, fluidity, expanding into courage, opening the heart, and then standing poses, hip openers, back bends, heart openers. And then Sunday, 10, 12:30, chakras 4 through 7, self-acceptance, self-expression, intuition, and inner quiet shoulder and heart openers, general inversions, and meditation. So there you go. Classes are 33. You got to pay by June 15th to 38 after. And both classes are 60 if paid by June 15th and $70 after. So there you go. Go to Vasana Yoga to register for that, I'm sure. All right. Well, hey, that was a great show this week. And that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could. KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And then make sure and tune into this week's Magical Musical History Tour as I set the spotlight on Boz Scaggs. Oh, yeah, some good tunes there. Very cool, mellow, but awesome music going on there. So really proud of that show. You can see the schedule for days and times and check out the other great shows, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. Until next week, this is Bruce Harborlights Ellis signing off. Keep it real, spread the love and peace every chance you get, and you know what? I'll see you out there. Bam! All right, everybody. Hey, get out there, support the community, have some fun while you're doing it, because if you're not careful, hey, that might happen. And it's always good when people put on a show and there's actually an audience. So, hey, there you go. Till next week, take care, everybody. Bye.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.